everybody. Sorry I haven't posted in a while, but here's how my day went from July 2nd through July 6th, 2011. Okay. On July 2nd, I got up like normal and then just hung around the house for most of the morning. Ate breakfast, played on the computer. But then me, my dad, and my sister got ready since my mom was at work. She's at work every Saturday and Sunday and Thursday. Well, me and my dad and my sister got ready, and we went to a lake called Calendar Lake. So we went out to Calendar Lake. But my dad's mom, stepmom named Cherie, and my dad's dad named Dutch were there. And there was a few other family members. Well, there was also this family member named Christina. There was one named David. There was one named Daryl. And there was a few kids. And, you know, of course, Dutch and Cherie. And my dad, me, and Libby. Now, when I got there, we kind of settled down. And then we went, my sister and Katie, it's one of Christina's kids. My sister is really good friends with Katie. And so they went into the lake to swim, and it was just a little bit thundery. When I went into the lake, of course, with her and Katie, well, you know what happened? You know what happened? Well, it had been thundering, but as soon as I got in there, it really started to storm. Like, I mean, really started to storm. Like, the wind started kicking up, and it started getting cloudy, so as soon as I got in, we had to get out. After it stormed, we went back into the Calendar Lake and hung around the shore and collected mussel fish. Mussel fish are kind of like clams. They have shells, but they're found in fresh water, not salt water. We caught 971 of them. We threw them back in the water so that they wouldn't die, though. Well, then after that, I hung around on an inner tube and floated in the waves while Katie, Libby, Nathan, Dad, and Dutch went on the boat. As they went on the boat, me and Cherie, which you know who Cherie is, hung around their dock, because they have a little dock, because they have a lake house at Lake Calendar. They go there every weekend, so they have a lake house, and we went to that's where we went. So Cherie sat on the dock, and I swam around in the water. After that, when my dad and his crew got home from their boat. It was around 7 o'clock-ish, and we played in the lake for another hour. Then we got out and started to fish. We fished and fished until the sun went down, and I caught 2 brim. Then it was time to go up and eat. As we were eating, though, we heard a noise. It was fireworks. So my dad and Dutch and Tree and everybody else jumped up from the table, leaving supper, and ran out along with me. And we listened to them fireworks. Then my dad and Dutch could not even stand it. He's my grandpa, but they could not even stand it. So you know what they did? They went out and bought a whole load of fireworks, and they put on the Darty Fireworks Show, because my last name is Darty, as you should know. They put on the Darty Fireworks Show, and it was really, really, really loud. And it went on for around 10 or 15 minutes. At around 10:30, we all came in, showered, and by 11 o'clock, we were in bed. On July 3rd, got up at still at Lake Calendar. And before breakfast, while I was cooking, me and my dad went out and fished. I got a really bad cut on my pinky toe and caught 6 brim fish and sun perch. That was my 8th total fish for the whole stay there so far. Then we had to eat breakfast. After that, we swam some, and after that, got out and fished. And I caught several more fish until I had 11 fish for the day. And that was my last time I fished. got back in the water and swam for a few hours. After that, I got out and had lunch, and then we got ready to leave Lake Callander. Me, my dad, and Libby left and came back home. We got back home. I found out, because we had shut our bedroom doors for the weekend, because the dogs might have been in. So when we came home, I found out that Trashua, which Trashua is my cat, was in my sister's room the whole weekend. He was in my sister's room the whole weekend. Luckily, he didn't go to the bathroom on anything. But we let him out, then I played on the computer, and pretty much hung around the house for the rest of the night and ate some ravioli for dinner. On July 4th, me, my mom, my dad, and my sister jumped up early in the morning, got ready, went out into the lake. That was my first time riding a tube at the lake, and I rode a tube called the Hot Rod. And I told my dad to thumbs up, because here is our signs. Thumbs up goes faster, thumbs down goes slower, fist means stop. So I kept giving him thumb up and thumb down. And for about 5 or 10 minutes, I rode that tube, and then I told him to stop. I was nervous before I rode it, but I ended up liking it. I rode that 3 or 4 times, and then we had to go home around 4:30 because it was getting crowded. And I had a really bad headache. And so I went to sleep, woke up, and the headache was gone. So I ate some dinner, which was rotisserie chicken and baked potato. After dinner, didn't do much. Just sat around the house and went to bed a few hours later listening to some fireworks. On July 5th, I got up. And it was a sad day. The reason why I call it sad is because I listened to a book called Dear John. Basically about this man, and he goes into the army, and then he finds a woman he loves, and they don't get to spend much time together, only on his 2-week leave. Falls really in love with her, then she falls in love with somebody else. Not too long after that, his dad dies. So I listened to that book for most of the day until around 4 or 5 when I started getting a bad headache. By 8 o'clock, I just felt dumped. And I ate a little bit of baked potato and rotisserie chicken for dinner. I could not even barely keep it down. But then around 10 o'clock, I had a big old head rush, and then it was all fine after that. I went to bed not too long afterward. Today, I got up, then I ate some breakfast, which I only ate 3 hard-boiled eggs, and that's it. After that, I listened to the weather and played around upstairs for a while. It was a boring morning. And after lunch, I ate lunch, and after that, my mom, she found this ball for me that was in her room. And I was playing with it upstairs until all of a sudden, I bounced it a little bit too hard. There was a light above the stairs, and another one on the platform. Well, I was just nonchalantly bouncing the ball when all of a sudden something terrible happened. Well, I didn't realize it, but I bounced the ball. It hit the edge of the stair mantle, flew up, and knocked the light cover off of the bulb. I stood there in shock until my mom asked, "What was that noise?" as she heard glass shatter and pour down the staircase. I accidentally bounced the ball, and it went up and broke the light, I said. And my mom let me have it after that. At one point, she said, "And don't even think about making heavy breaths." In my mind, I thought, "Oh, gosh, if anything was bad right now, it would be doing any disrespectful, any even mild rejection." She told me to clean up the glass. While doing so, I got a nick on my finger, and it bled down my palm. and I touched a piece of glass and lifted up my hand and found that it was warm and wet. Ugh, I said. Ugh. After I cleaned up that glass, I sent my mom a text message about how I was sorry and stuff. She finally got over it. And my laptop, you know, the one I told you that about that broke around sometime in early May, you know, if you've been staying in tune. Well, my mom had sent that to the to the store. I don't know if I told you on June 27th. She sent that up to Best Buy and said it would be 2 to 3 weeks, but obviously it was only 9 days. She knew she was going to pick it up today, but she wanted to surprise me. So, we went up to Best Buy, and you know what was there waiting for me? My Dell Inspiron 15 laptop that I only had for I had for 2 months, then I only had for 2 days, and now I have it back again. Yes, on July 6th, something horrible, then something great. After that, we ran to Target. I was really, really thirsty. Then we ran up to Sonic, and I got a Mocha Java Chiller and howled it down in 5 minutes. After that, came home, and I got on my computer, glad to have it back. Now, I played on that for a while. Then I ate some fish poppers and fries for dinner. And I came back up and played on the computer. That is all I did for those 4 days. Hopefully I can post some more often and not wait 4 or 5 days. Bye.